Greetings from the Heart City. It is Mike and Kim Burge, and guess what? It's time for some good stuff. That's right. What do we got, Mike?
A couple of marketing stories for you today, I think.
Okay. I've got a poem.
Well, let's tell them about Tri-State Livestock News, and then we'll get right to it.
All right.
Tri-State Livestock News is the commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow, calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, purebred beef cattle leaders, top-notch horse operations, and leading sheep producers, and not to mention the greatest cowboys and cowgirls in the country. Anyway, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Kim, what do you have to share?
Okay, I've got this poem, and some of you may have heard it. It's a bit touching. One day you will carry them on your hip, then set them down, and never pick them up that way again. You will scrub their hair in the bath one night, and from that day on, they will want to bathe alone. They will hold your hand to cross the road. They will never reach for it again. They will creep into your room at midnight for cuddles, and it will be the last time you ever wake to this. One afternoon you will sing the wheels on the bus and do all of the actions. Then never sing to them that way again. They will kiss you goodbye at the school gate. The next day they will ask to walk to the gate alone. You will read a final bedtime story and wipe your last dirty face. They will one day run to you with arms raised for the very last time. The thing is, you won't even know it's the last time. Until there are no more times, and even then, it will take you a while to realize. So, while you are living in these times, remember there are only so many of them, and when they are gone, you will yearn for just one more day of them. For one last time. I don't know who wrote this. I'm guessing probably most of it heard it, but it's a great message to remember.
It's a good reminder. I have a story. This is about a man and a woman. Critical thinking.
Oh, very good.
So the woman says, "Do you drink beer?" The man says,
"Yes."
"Sure." Woman says, "How many beers a day?" The man says, "Oh, usually about three." The woman says, "How much do you pay for that beer?" The man says, "About $5, which includes a small tip." So this is now where it's going to get scary on you, okay?
Okay.
So the woman says, "And how long have you been drinking?" And the man said, "About 20 years, I suppose." The woman says, "So beer costs $5. You have three beers a day, which puts your spending each month at about $450. In 1 year, it would be approximately $5,400, correct?" The man says, "Correct." So the woman comes back, "If in 1 year you spend $5,400, not accounting for inflation, the past 20 years puts your spending at about maybe $108,000, right?"
Whoa, gulp.
The man says, "Yep." The woman says, "Do you know that if you didn't drink so much beer, that money could have been put into a step-up interest savings account, and after accounting for compound interest for the past 20 years, you could have now bought a Ferrari?" The man says, "Do you drink beer?" And the woman says, "No." And the man replies, "Where's your Ferrari?" Critical thinking.
Ooh, he saved himself on that one, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, a pastor at a Christian school wanting to point out the proper behavior for church was trying to elicit from the youngsters rules that their parents might give them before taking them to a nice restaurant. "Don't play with your food," one second grader cited. "Don't be loud," said another, and so on. "And what rule do your parents give you before you go out to eat?" the pastor inquired of one little boy. Without batting an eye, the child replied, "Order something cheap." Okay, Mike, here comes another one. "I feel like my body has gotten totally out of shape, so I got my doctor's permission to join a fitness club and start exercising. I decided to take an aerobics class for seniors. I bent, I twisted, gyrated, jumped up and down, and perspired for an hour. But by the time I got my leotard on, the class was over."
All right. I feel like that some days, don't we?
Indeed. May your horse never stumble, Mike. Your spurs never rust. Your guts never grumble. Your cinch never bust. S. Omar Barker.
That's a good one to go with.
Yeah.
Folks, if you have items to share, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim, middle initial H. Burge is B-U-R-G-E @gmail.com. Send those to us, and one day we might have them right here for you on The Good Stuff.